I guess we can summarize what has already been said in connection with this, that the work of the Lord Jesus on the cross was sufficient for all men, but only efficient for those who believe. And so when Paul says here, he has appeared to all men, we may think of the Lord Jesus. It could be thought that he was of the seed of David, destined to sit on the throne of David, that he was from Israel, that this was just for the nation of Israel. But no, he appeared not just for the nation of Israel, but for all men. But this is a lovely synopsis from Paul. We get this several times from Paul. Synopsis of the whole range of Christian truth in just in a few verses. And this is what we're going to look at today in turn. We get our past, for the grace of God has appeared, our present that he speaks of, that we should live, therefore, in a godly way, and our future, the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. You get the similar thing in Romans 5. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. That's our past. Now we stand, we have access, and we stand in the present favor of God. That's our present. And we hope or boast in the glory of God. That's our future. But you know, someone has said that Christianity, or better described here by Paul, the grace of God, for that's what Christianity is, it's the revelation of the grace of God, is not known by what it finds. It's known by what it brings. You know, the law finds us in a certain condition. How does it find us? It finds us as sinners, but can't do anything about it. But the grace of God appearing is bringing something, and is bringing us salvation. And again, you know, when Tim said it's good to see the context here, because when you read some of the exhortations of Paul as he's writing to Titus, you know, exhorting bondservants and telling the people there not to pilfer or to steal and so on, you might say, yeah, if you do these things, then the grace of God will come to you. No, no, no. It's because the grace of God has come to you. Now live in this way. Adorn this doctrine because the grace. It's not looking for something in us. There's nothing in us. It's bringing something to us. And I love how we get this little, this gem dropped in the midst of this letter to Titus, where Paul sort of, you know, in between his two imprisonments, and he's getting towards the end of his ministry, in fact, the end of his life on earth. And so he, in the middle of tying up these loose ends in connection with the assembly in Crete, he drops this nugget, right? This nugget, sort of, you know, by the way, he gives us the whole synopsis of Christianity in three verses. Very similar. We get the first epistle to Timothy, which was written at the same time, or relatively close in time, between Paul's two imprisonments. In chapter 3 of 1 Timothy, verse 16, the same thing. We get this wonderful gem, the synopsis of the truth of God, the foundation, really. And that is, Paul says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh. He's saying the same thing. He appeared. You know, it appeared. It was not some type of just prophet or angel or thing. It was a person that appeared. Justified in the Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the Gentiles. You see, it's for all men, not just the Jews, all men. Believed on in the world. Note it doesn't say believed on by the world, because most of the world has not believed. But he was believed on in the world. And I would think, in a room like we have here today, most here have believed on the Lord Jesus. But there may be some who haven't. And so hear this word. He has appeared. What are we going to do? Are we going to believe or reject? And then received up into glory. He came into the world and he ascended back up from whence he came. What a wonderful thing. And may the Lord bless this study as we pursue it.